with us for a news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has won a major legal victory at the Supreme Court. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices ruled that individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions, effectively blocking presidential executive orders. It's a big win for Donald Trump, whose agenda has faced multiple roadblocks from district judges. But the 6-3 Supreme Court ruling did not address the constitutionality of the president's restrictions on birthright citizenship. He wants to deny citizenship to U.S.-born children of people who are in the country illegally. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says the judges who were granting nationwide injunctions were throwing up obstacles to his agenda.
I was elected on a historic mandate, but in recent months we've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president.
Texas's attorney general is praising a Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking children from seeing pornography online. Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton said Friday companies have no right to expose children to pornography and must institute reasonable age verification measures. A lawyer says the Supreme Court's ruling that Maryland parents who have religious objections can pull their children from public school lessons using LGBTQ storybooks is a historic victory for parental rights. Lawyer Eric Baxter says kids shouldn't be forced into conversations about drag queens or gender transitions without their parents' permission. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 432 points. The NASDAQ rose 105. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
Lawmakers in the state spent a lot of time promoting the LGBT agenda and then watching the courts knock down their laws. The latest case features a Christian camp which has won the right not to allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on behalf of the camp, and now the state is backing down, agreeing to let the camp alone and exempt all other religious facilities from its LGBT orders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has found that the California Department of Education and the state's high school sports federation have violated federal civil rights laws. They did so by allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The Education Department announced the finding and proposes a resolution that would require California to bar males from competing against females in sports. It would also require that the state strip transgender athletes of records. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rising to all-time highs today, just months after plunging on worries about tariffs. The Dow gained 432 points at 43,819. S&P 500 ahead 30 at 6,171. And the NASDAQ was up 105 at 10,273. Elsewhere, President Trump immediately suspending trade talks with Canada. That over plans to continue with its tax on technology firms. The digital services tax will hit companies with a 3% levy on revenue from Canadian users. Washington and Beijing have signed a key trade agreement. U.S. says it will make it easier for American firms to obtain magnets and rare earth minerals from China. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.